Welcome to FLBC Podcasting. If you're a new listener, we'd love for you to subscribe. This year, we have a ton of great interviews planned with professors, students, alumni, and guest lecturers. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll also get to see student concert live streams, guest lecturer live streams, and athletic broadcasts with, dare I say, professional commentary. In this short interview, FLBCS President Dr. Wade Mobley sits down with our featured lecturer at this year's Summer Institute of Theology event, or SIT. And that is Lutheran Brethren Seminary Dean, Dr. Brad Pribanow. His lecture series on praying the Psalms will be available on our YouTube channel shortly. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to this episode of the, have we named the podcast yet? We're working on it. I'm not sure if I can, Between Two Fjords with Wade Moblin. I don't know, but anyway. This is the Summer Institute of Theology Week, August of 2025. It's a great time. One of my favorite weeks every year. I tell them it's my favorite week, but I don't want to insult any other weeks out there who are jealous. It's a fun time. People coming together, various walks of life, doing continuing education. We had 43 students here this week, and I am visiting right now with our guest instructor for our plenary session, Brad Pribanow, who has been teaching on the Psalms. Yep. Brad, thank you. Welcome. This is towards the end of the week. Hope you've had a good time and welcome to campus.
Doing good. First time here, actually, believe it or not, first time to the campus. So it's great to see what you got going on here and see your beautiful space. And yeah, it's been fun.
That is hard to believe that it's your first time.
I know. Here. How could it happen?
I'm not sure, but I'm glad that you're here this week. Yeah. You've become a friend to us through various conferences. Sometimes you find yourself as a minority Lutheran at an evangelical conference, and it's good to find somebody to have lunch with.
Stick together.
Yeah. It's all right. So yeah, thanks for coming down.
That's right.
Tell us about your current ministry and your current and your life, your family. Give
sure.
us some background.
Yep. Believe it or not, today is actually my anniversary.
Oh, okay.
So you guys got me here. I'll be taking my wife out as soon as I get back home. But my wife, Melissa, and I have been married 32 years today. And we have four kids. Oldest is 28, and Marion has a grandson for us. And then we've got another boy, girl, and a boy, the youngest is 19. So they're all out of the home. So that's kind of a new experience. We live up in Fergus Falls. And my role is as dean of the Lutheran Brethren Seminary. And then I've been doing that since 2018. I started teaching there in 2011. So that's when I'm teaching Old Testament courses.
And then before that, were you a pastor?
Yeah, so I pastored for a short while in Fergus Falls at Bethel. I was also on staff there, Bethel Lutheran Church, right near our campus, on staff there for 3.5 years while I was in seminary. So I came to seminary in Fergus Falls 2005, and from 2005 to 2010, I was on staff at the church. The last couple of years as a worship and then pastor. So during my time in seminary, I was a music director doing the basic same thing.
Great.
Part-time.
Yeah, so I've read your biography or your bio as you were coming here. I was not aware until... I was not aware until you came here to teach that you had a musical background, have recorded music, and mm-hmm. you're an accomplished musician. I just knew you as like a seminary administrator. That's not cool.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it's hard to compete. I'll keep it on the down low. I actually did serve until last year just sort of as a part-time music leader at one of our church plants near Fergus Falls in Battle Lake. And so, yeah, 10 years I did that. It's something I enjoy doing a lot, fairly easy for me because I've just got a lot of experience with it. But interestingly, I think there, most people didn't know I was a seminary professor and a dean.
Other way around.
Yeah,
so, well, give me a couple highlights from class this week.
Yeah, this week. It was a privilege to be here. I'm really honored to be asked. First of all, I mean, I love teaching on the Psalms, I get a lot of opportunity between a course every spring, something like this. I'm involved doing some of this stuff in some of our churches. So having the chance to talk about the Psalms is always great. I always kind of learn to have a chance to expand a little bit of what I'm reading and thinking about. But one of the things one of my older brothers brought this up to me. He said, you're kind of like your dad. You really have a heart for the smaller church. And I actually do a little bit of preaching at a small country church. And so having the opportunity here in great part, kind of just to meet some of your pastors and ministers, and many of whom, of course, are probably serving without associates.
Yeah,
in small congregations, maybe not a lot of opportunity for this kind of thing. So I'm encouraged to kind of be able to come alongside folks like that and offer some simple encouragement and instruction. And it's been fun to see that, you know, provided by all your staff, you know, this week too.
Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. Yeah. So I have noted when I'm, whatever Bible reading plan I'm in, if I'm not currently in the Psalms, I feel like I've missed out.
Yeah.
So I've just changed. So I just read the Psalms and other Bible reading plans on top of it. What is it about the Psalms? And I don't think I'm alone on that one. Seems like it resonates with people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is obviously all part of God's word, but there is just that emotive nature that maybe sometimes in the church we may feel like we can't speak that way or talk about those things or express those emotions. It's some people don't have a problem with that, but there is something unique. Again, as we talked about on our first day, they are words from God like any other scriptural book, but they're words to God. Mm-hmm. And so that just sort of invites maybe a different kind of interaction with them. I think I'm like you too. I kind of go through them and sort of turn around and kind of start back over, and I'm in them with class, and so quite a bit.
It also seems like Psalms, it's one of those genres of scripture that as you age, it means more.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't mentioned this to you before, but one of the commandments is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's town. I've always pictured myself, I grew up in a small town, South Dakota, and when I became a pastor, for some reason, I've always pictured myself someday landing in Fergus Falls.
Really?
Yeah, not the Lutheran Brethren version of Fergus Falls, and we have churches there too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a cool little town.
Yeah.
It's bucolic, you know, the tree-lined streets. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's a great place. But the Church of the Lutheran Brethren in America, headquarters in Fergus Falls, for many of our listeners probably unfamiliar with the Lutheran Brethren Church, what can you tell us about it?
Mm. Yeah, so we are headquartered there. Been in existence since 1900.
That's a good start.
Yeah, and our church historian teacher just said we are the longest running Lutheran denomination without a split.
Yeah,
which was something I guess I hadn't considered. But we have about 115 churches around the U.S. and then Canada gets counted in. So Canadian churches would send their students to our seminary as well. There's no seminary up there. You know, one of the phrases that our current president, Paul Larson, has used, which I really appreciate, and I think you would probably resonate with this too, is that as Lutheran Brethren, we are people who are restful in grace, mm-hmm. And restless in mission.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that Lutheran evangelical characteristic, which, again, we share, it's been fun here, not only to kind of sense that synergy, but also to talk to people who know a lot of other people that I know. And maybe they didn't know that I knew, or and they, you know, name dropped. And so there is, like you said, kind of birds of a feather stick together.
Yeah, they do.
But I appreciate that kind of short description. Restful in grace and restless in mission kind of seems to sum up, I think, a unique characteristic of what we at least aspire to be.
And a lot of missions work around the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So another little, you know, hook for conversation is to tell people that we're primarily a Black church because we have, you know, 110, 115 churches here in the U.S. We've got 10 times that many churches in Cameroon and Chad, Africa. We also have missionaries in Japan and in Taiwan. So our passion, and really from the first, second year of our existence, has been overseas and working with unreached people groups, especially.
That's really cool.
I hope to have an opportunity to go to Japan this next spring with our students. But I have been to Chad, Africa, life-changing, but hard work, hard on the missionaries. We got some issues now with some missionaries having to come home because of visa issues there, but hard but just passionate and slowly seeing fruit, and God's at work. So.
That's a great story. Yeah. That's really, really good. So I've joked, you know, our church bodies are so similar, and there are differences. Like in writing, you know, we're an association of congregations. Yeah. The Lutheran Brother Church is a synod. But when you're just spending time together, mm-hmm. and then visiting about various trials or opportunities or struggles or whatever,
yeah.
I swear it's identical, mm-hmm. in the practical outgrowth of, yeah. it. It's really, really interesting.
This morning, I mean, we've done this at devotions, as your staff has led. And just to be able to share prayer requests and turn to a brother or sister and pray. I mean, in other church bodies, that's the one I grew up in, even until I came to Lutheran Brethren in college. That wasn't something you'd really do. So,
Wells, ELS?
ELCA.
ELCA, okay, gotcha. Yep. Yeah, it's, you know, the Lutheran Church in America, the Lutheran Church historically, a distinctively Bible-driven movement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And except for some of the more, you know, the larger, more recent manifestations in America, very much a Bible-driven people. And I'm not sure people really understand that, but the Church of the Lutheran Brothers has always been a scripturally adherent group. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And that's really, as I came into it, I mean, that's what drew me in. Here's people that love the Word of God, not only dig into it deep, but talk about it and then live it out and talk about it throughout the week. And so, yeah.
Well, I haven't been sitting in on class. I've been doing my own stuff, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, thanks.
Always good to have guest instructors on campus. I'm very thankful for you and your teaching and our brothers at the Lutheran Brethren Church.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's been great to be here.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being here. And that's a wrap. We'll catch you next time.